Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
We have comedian Keith Alberstadt has joined us in the studio.
Hi, Keith.
Hi,
good morning,
Keith.
Everybody.
Hi,
just a second. Keith, looking good. Good to see you.
Thank you. You too.
Now, before we get to your to your unraveling life, I thought we would...
Here it comes.
There we go.
Didn't take any time at all.
No. I thought we would get
comes
to...
Comes out swinging.
Yeah.
Huh? Now, Keith, we've talked a little bit about your life. You live in New York City in Queens.
Yes.
Travel the world doing your comedy. Are you currently seeing any ladies?
Chippy?
I knew we were going to get to this. She tried to convince me. Speaking of religion, we had different belief systems. She tried to convince me that reincarnation was real, which I'm not a believer in. I'm not going to preach to anybody, believe what you want. It's not for me. Her argument made no sense. It was basically, haven't you ever had deja vu? I'm like, well, yeah, of course, but I don't ever get deja vu in places like Stonehenge or Gettysburg. I get it like an aisle 6 at Walgreens. That tells me nothing.
Yeah.
I'm never going to say this in my life. Hey, this Dunkin' Donuts looks familiar. I must have been a medieval knight.
Yeah.
It's all coming together now.
Give me a Bismarck.
Good move getting rid of her. You used to work in the athletic department at Vanderbilt University.
I did. And one of my I was in advertising, corporate sales, marketing, and I was the sideline reporter during football games
for two years.
Being the sideline reporter for Vandy football, kind of like being a weatherman in Alaska. Still sucks. Back to you, Joe.
Hey.
You guys had a couple of good seasons there.
But we came around.
When I was
on the sideline, we had some issues. We lost a game once, 35-1. We made the extra point, missed the touchdown.
How do you do that?
Wow. That's amazing. Wow,
like the rarest feat in all
the
sports.
That's impressive.
We also have a guy. You spend a lot of your time on the road, Keith.
I do. It's a
hotel rooms and
fun place to be. I just did a I won't mention the name of the city, but there's a it's not a bad thing, but did a corporate Christmas party for a company named Lord, L-O-R-D. Mm-hmm. And my manager hooked it up. I had no idea what the name of the company was.
Mm-hmm.
Week before the gig, I get this phone call. Hey, Keith, it's Lisa. I represent Lord. Just want to talk to you about your arrangements to come see us next week.
Wow.
Who knew? I'm going to need to make some phone calls. Tell my family how much I love them.
Wow, who knew that the Lord had a
But I love the road. Yeah. I watch a lot of news.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my favorite news channel is CNN Headline News.
Is it?
Because there's no segue between stories. They go from polar opposite A to B with nothing in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what the future looks like with a nuclear North Korea. Coming up next, a boy in Pittsburgh collects nickels. It's like the news for people with ADD. We're all going to die. Hey, a horsey. Squirrel. These are some news stories that I noticed over the past several weeks. Could I share some of them?
Sure.
A woman in England pled guilty to disturbing the peace with her noisy lovemaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she said guilty, but you could totally tell she was faking it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
A company in Ireland created the world's first ever green technology vibrator that's powered by winding it up.
Mm-hmm.
Which means basically, it's a jack in the box.
Technically, it is.
Sesame Street turned 40 years old last year, which you could tell because Big Bird got an earring and a Corvette.
Yeah. Yeah.
The road is good.
Uh-huh.
I forgot all about this. I got an email recently from a guy who saw my show, and he said, "Hey man, I just want you to know that you're really funny, and I went to your show. It was a first date with this girl."
Mm-hmm.
And after the show, just to be blunt, I got lucky that night.
Really?
And I'm pretty confident it was because of your show.
Wow.
Like, well, so whoa. Now when people come to my show, they have to pay for the ticket and a pimping fee.
And that's a 10% pimping fee. Come on.
So let everybody know.
Uh-huh.
Come to my show.
Well, there you go. You might get lucky.
Hmm.
Huh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have brought my mom to this one.
Wow.
This is awkward.
You're bad. Let's do this thing.
This
come
is
on.
Weird.